Jimmy Panthers head coach Corey Nielsen joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. Corey, I'm not going to ask you to try and find the positives in the back-to-back defeats to Sheffield over Christmas. I think everyone in the organisation can't help but feel a bit let down. But where do you go from here? Are you looking at changes?
Yeah, we're definitely looking at changes. over this stretch, we haven't been good enough. We've been looking for some solutions. We've been looking for guys to pick it up, looking at how we play. So it's not just the players' accountability. I have to be accountable as well. And you know, we just have to be a much, much better hockey team. In this stretch, we've been unable to score goals. Tonight, largely, we didn't generate much offense at all in terms of creativity or second shot opportunities. Just a terrible day at the office, I think. As you say, the fans deserve better, and we ourselves deserve better. We're a much better hockey team than we're showing, but it's just not happening. We've so much frustration and not scoring leads to undisciplined play. We made some tactical changes from yesterday today. Some of those things worked. For the most part, our neutral zone trap was much better. Our penalty killing, to start the game was much better. And then we took, I don't know how many minors we took, and the guys who are our primary penalty killers got fatigued and they started to pick us apart. It's just a collection of misdeeds and mistakes. Guys knowing that there's so much pressure, and they did show a lot of passion and desire. I know the fans might not recognize that because of the scoreline, but they competed to the very end. They just want to score and want to perform so badly. They're taking risks in wrong areas, and we got beat off the rush tonight three times, which is indicative of being ultra-aggressive and a little bit stupid up the ice.
Oh, there's some great performance earlier in the year, not least in Europe, obviously. You must have been hoping that those performances would resurface while you've been talking to potential recruits, because, of course, Christmas is the worst time of year to try and persuade someone to leave their family behind or even just move to a new country. Now Christmas is out the way, you must be hoping that some signings aren't a million miles away.
We're hoping so. As I said, we just need an injection of life right now. The way our offense has just been a little bit stagnant, a lot stagnant, and we just need somebody to come in and or maybe another guy, maybe two guys to come in and shake things up, because it's certainly not good enough. And it's not, as I said, I'll say it again, it's not what the fans deserve, and it's certainly not what we deserve, and we're not going to let this season fall away. This is too good a hockey team to just quit on it. I'm certainly not quitting. I hope that people saw that the players didn't quit tonight, and we're going to work our way out of it.